Hi, this is Kelly Kohler of HouseChick.com with your market report for Tucson for April 2009. Check out those pending sales, 2,028 units pending in April. Here's hoping a lot of them close. I'm seeing more activity out there, especially in the lower price ranges, but I'm also seeing fairly high rates of deals falling through. Pending sales are up 14% almost over last month, but closed sales are only up 2% over last month. So you can see the disparity there. Getting a buyer and seller to agree initially is one thing. Getting the deal to close is actually a completely different deal. Now, I know I say it every month, but I can't stress this enough. Forget the national media. Look at your local market. Within your local market, look at your own area and price band. In Tucson, for example, under $300,000, there is only 7 months of inventory. It's not terrible. In the $300,000 to $600,000 price range, there is 17 months of inventory, and that's a huge difference. And I'm not saying everything's peachy keen, but you can't translate what's going on in another city or even in another price band to every niche in our market. Seasonally, we expect sales to start picking up over the summer, and we've seen that a little bit. Citywide, average sales prices are still dropping, as well as the median. In fact, this is the first time I've seen the citywide average sales price dip under $200,000 since I've started tracking the numbers here on the blog, which would be, I think, early 06. My citywide sales price distribution chart tells me that the under $200,000 market is still very active, while the higher ranges aren't selling as well. So the lack of higher price sales and the high activity in the lower price band is a factor in that decreasing sales price, as well as declining market values overall. And my experience in the market tells me that the lower price brands are dropping slower in value than the higher price bands. They've got higher activity, which tends to stabilize prices. Once again, you have to look at the city average sales price. Looking at it doesn't really set expectations properly. We have to look at each specific niche. Speaking of which, there are extensive charts and statistics and whatnot over at statistics.housechick.com, where you can look at each area of the city broken down by type of housing, by area, a bunch of sales distribution charts, all kinds of fun stuff. Check it out and see what's going on in your own market, and we'll see you next month. Bye.